Hello. Welcome to Cis Society Taboo Talks. We're going to be joined by Alicia. And we're going to be talking about play parties, which is this month's new topic in our cis chat. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
So good to have you on here, and Heather is joining us at this moment.
Hello, girls.
And hello, everyone else who's joining.
Good evening from Berlin. Hello from Berlin.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny. We're actually all in the same home right now.
Yeah, we wanted to sit on the same sofa, but it doesn't work technically.
We can just imagine that we're all sitting on that beautiful sofa underneath the chandelier together.
Holding hands.
Holding hands. Holding each other gently.
Caressing each other, nuzzling and cuddling, bringing the Hedone magic here with us.
Integrate this beautiful time. Yeah.
So for those of you who are joining us, thank you for being here. We're Cis Society. We have these taboo talks every week where we get to explore different taboo topics and interview leading minds of the new earth. And this week and this month's new topic is about play parties and having more communal experiences where we're opening up with our sensuality and our sexuality. And so we actually met this beauty here at this global play party event that we were at called Hedone last week. And now we're here in her house in Berlin. And we're really excited to just, hear all about it, because you've been in this world for a while now, and you've been on both sides of both hosting the play parties and then also partaking in the play parties.
It's so amazing because it started with Hedone. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago, I was first time in this beautiful format, and I dived so in, and I was so amazed and so elevated, and I came home. I didn't drive home. I was floating because I was so in love with this kind of space where we can be as we are, naked, without costume and mask, and naked or not naked. And I realized that I would like to have it at home. And we spoke with some facilitators because we have a beautiful space. It's really huge and beautiful and cozy somehow, even though that it's big. Mm-hmm. And we start to collect connections and ask people, because we could imagine that it can happen in our home. And then we start to invite people and talk what we can do. And before Hedone, we had one format. It's kind of sex positive and also very, very playful format. It's a oil fight. I don't know if you know. Do you know, girls, play fight?
Please tell us more.
Yeah, please. I've heard like jello wrestling and things of that mm-hmm. nature, but mm-hmm. I'm so curious what this is.
Yeah, and we did it before, even before Hedone, like a few years ago. We met a group of people, and because our place, it's able to do it in our space, because it's really like open space, so you need the big space and mattresses, and kind of you have to save your body, your floor, because the oil fight, it's kind of play fight but naked in oil, in almond oil. So, but you know, it's not really fight, because it's more choreography. Be two people on a mat and a lot of beautiful people around watching, and just be there and be part of like audience, I would say, but and this is so amazing because we meet each other on the mat as a kids. It's a kind of childhood dream, you know, because when you're watching kids, they fight or they play with each other so many times in daily life, but we don't do it anymore. If we are adults, we just forget how to do. And the play fight is kind of, yeah, wrestling, but oil fight is more playful and sensual because everything is slidey, so you cannot hold anything. And so we did it before, and after Hedoni, we start to invite people for nice formats like Lightroom. It's a kind of orgy space with connection games before, and it's all about connection and safe space for exploring each other. But it doesn't have to be sexual, and that's what I really like, because it's not necessary that it's sexual, but it's sensual, and it's you can just be there and hear and smell and watch and participate or not participate. And I really like this way of be free to act or not to act. I don't know what to say. I really love this way of gather together.
Yeah, what's coming through for me first, I mean, just the name itself, play parties, right? The space play, and what I've been learning about my sexuality, and I'm curious what you women have been uncovering and remembering, is it really is such a safe space for the inner child to feel free, not feel attached to anything. Like, I think there are some curated parties where the intention feels more physical and more intense, and it doesn't feel as safe. And I feel like for me, the pathway to a physical sexual experience is through my sensuality, is through feeling safe in my body. And then from that space, anything can emerge or blossom. And that's what I really enjoyed about Hedoné, was the soft kind of sensual connection and just human to human connection that allows the body to kind of blossom and open up to those experiences. And that's what I hear that you've been curating, and what really means a lot to you as well.
And for anyone that's just like watching, because we've been talking about Hedoné a lot, maybe we can like explain a little bit more about what Hedoné is and what we just experienced, to give people that are watching a little bit more of an understanding of what we're sharing about. So I can start and then feel free to add, but Hedoné is one of the largest sex positive immersive experiences in the world. And there's what, like 350, 400 people at this last Hedoné. And we were in this beautiful 1,000-year-old castle in the countryside in Germany. People from all over Europe, from all over the world were there. There were dozens of different explorative, kink, sensual, and sexual-led workshops. And everything from getting electrocuted in like a way that turns you on, to sacred sexual guided rituals and practices to release shame and sexual trauma, to even offerings of having group orgies, group sex, and everything in between. And as you can imagine, in this type of a space, there's all sorts of emotions, triggers, fears, anxieties that come to the surface. And also at the same time, an immense amount of liberation and experimentation and joy and ecstasy that really gets to come through. And I just feel completely transformed from this experience. So I can only imagine, after your first experience, how you were so inspired to come back and be like, I don't want this experience to end. Like, I want to continue this and then opening up your space to have a safe place to do that.
Wow.
Yeah. And one last thing I'm going to say is, like, one of my favorite highlights of the whole Hedone was the Naked Tea Party, which is this really fun event where there's a DJ and everyone, you have to be naked to enter. And then they give you a little necklace with a little teacup on it. And there's people walking around serving tea so you can drink tea while you're dancing to the music. And it's just super sensual and playful. And it's explicitly a sensual experience, meaning it's not about penetration. It's not really about, like, it's not sexual. It's more just playful and innocent. Like, you're just a kid dancing around naked drinking tea. And you were so inspired by this, I'm sure, too. This is why you have these naked tea parties now in your home. So, yeah, I would just love to hear more about, like, how you've continued this, like, energy from Hedone, and then how you've also, like, created it to be your own experience, and what you've taken from that, and also what you've created to be unique from that experience.
Naked tea party is also my favorite format, one of those. Mm-hmm. And that's what you said. You know, I remember when I was a child, we had those moments that... in summer, when there was a rain, we took off our clothes and we went outside and we were dancing in the rain. And sometimes when I in a naked tea party, I feel the same, because it's also, like, as you said, so liberating, because exactly, naked tea party, so no clothes, no mask, nothing, just this small chain with the beautiful tiny grandma teacup on your necklace, and beautiful people, they are sharing tea, and you are in a kind of ecstatic dance modus, because it's the music is really beautiful, it's a down tempo music, and you have so many naked bodies dancing with each other, and it's a connection. I don't know, you just have to experience this to feel it, but I don't know, it, you feel like a child, and I think that's one of the most beautiful feelings I had in Hedone, because you come back to your childhood and your inner child, because you are so vulnerable and naked, but all of them, so you are surrounded, of course, with the people. They are in the same mood, in the same space, and with the same joyful, playful mood. And this is just elevating. It's magical and kind of divine, because we are all divine and beautiful, and so many different bodies sweating together and dancing and have fun. And it's so easy, it's so simple, but yeah, it's amazing. And I ask myself, is it really such a taboo, girls? I don't know. Taboo.
I mean, I think the concept of, well, for me, what's coming up, first of all, Naked Tea Party is also my favorite, one of my favorite Hedone experiences. Last year, I attended for the first time, and initially, you know, you go into it and you're kind of like feeling a bit uncomfortable, because you're not used to being around, I'm not used to being naked in front of other people. And so body shame issues are coming up. I'm like, you know, looking at my boobs and being like, oh, like they're really here. Like they're out, like everything. Eventually you just drop in, and it's not even about stop seeing bodies. You start like seeing souls and connections, and the inner really comes through, and it feels, like you said, so freeing. It's almost indescribable. And I think the taboo in where we were maybe taught, some of us were taught to not show our bodies, not that our bodies weren't safe to be seen or welcomed. And oftentimes, I think with women too, our bodies can be objectified as these sexual devices, right? Mm. So I'm here kind of, oh, like, well, my breasts and butt for men to, you know, experience a rise off of, or to, you know, get something from. And that's a story, right? It's a construct that we did. And there's something about those spaces where all of it is washed clean and you're just human, and the truth comes out, like in the midst of experience, the true essence of our being, which is really quite innocent and playful and sometimes erotic and like sensual. Like you see kids playing and they're like biting, they're kissing, maybe they're putting a finger in another kid's mouth, you know, it's like
they're shaking their booty.
Yeah. They're touching their butt, maybe they're like grabbing their crotch, you know, they're just kind of like exploring themselves and learning their body, what it's like to have a body. And I think that's the taboo, like the taboo comes in stories that we were told around our bodies and how doing something like that is wrong. And if you show too much skin, it's wrong or shameful or you're a slut, you know, those types of things through. And it's just so healing. It's like a very healing few hours. Mm-hmm. And at the end, you just are like, yeah, like I'm alive. I'm beautiful. You're beautiful. We're beautiful. Let's dance. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you see the beauty in everyone, and it's really like, because we are all divine, and to be naked, it's like make you so, yeah, this intimacy we have then together in a group, and yeah, it doesn't matter who you are or what you do, what are you, you know, what is your job. The important thing is the energy we exchange with each other, you know, this eye gazing moments and this happiness to share this space naked. It's very special. I really like it. And I love to be naked, and it's so easy for me to dress, to take off my dress. But I know that a lot of people, it was a healing process for them just to be naked and to be, in love with yourself and to move your body and to feel free. And it doesn't matter how your boobs looks like and how are you. Just an amazing thing is after a few minutes, because the beginning is hard for some of us, and for sure we use first maybe like kimono kind of something, but it's so nice because Danielle, she's the founder of this format, and she's really strict, and she motivates people to take everything off, and in very few minutes it's so you forget that we are naked, you know, it's like so then normal somehow, define normal, but yeah, it feels very quickly very comfortable because we are all naked, so you know, no shame because we are all naked and we're just
I feel like I have even newfound states of confidence in my body and in being naked, especially through that experience. Like I remember before the naked tea party and then after the naked tea party, and it felt like a portal, like a doorway that just like opened up into like the next level of confidence and embodiment and liberation. And after that point, I just felt so much more comfortable being naked. And I remember going to the basement like the next night, and I just got completely naked on the dance floor. I was just wearing a necklace and socks, and I was just like, I did this before, like, hey, I'll do it down here too. I don't need a naked tea party to do it. So yeah, it was really liberating. And I'm curious, like having gone to Hedone and having experienced these events and then now like throwing them and being a curator, what's been something that you really learned from switching the roles and being the one hosting it?
Learning. I think I realized that we are very and insecure, all of us, in the beginning. And it doesn't matter which format it is, but if it's sex positive format, And there are so many people when they are first time there. I learned that it's very important to have a good and a good leader. The facilitator is very important because you need a person who's holding the space, you know, like in workshops or seminars. And in those play parties, they need a leader. And this is very important thing because, yeah, it has to be a safe space to develop a feeling of security and to feel comfortable to act and to be yourself, because yeah, it's a very special moment if you open up like this, because play parties, yeah, you are close with other people, random people, you don't know them. So this is the lesson I learned, that it's very important who is leading this format. And the second thing, I realized how quickly we connect with each other. And that's why I don't know, I wouldn't say that I'm addicted to have those play parties, but I love to feel this connection in like, you know, yeah, it happened very quickly that we realized that we are all so equal, so same. We have same fears, and if you have the connection games, you come closer and closer and closer, and you realize, yeah, we are all the same, just like me. And this is my biggest lesson, that we are all the same, beautiful and divine, and we can connect so quickly.
It's almost like the removal of the clothes. It's like you just see that we're all skin, and it's almost like this bonding experience of like when you remove the mask, you remove the clothes, you remove the jewelry, you just really see the oneness and the sameness yeah. that we always are, but that we maybe forget because of all these things that we wear. And that's just like an interesting metaphor when we just like strip it down, like we're all essentially the same.
We're born naked and we're also
exactly
right. All of us were born through an orgasm ultimately, and it's our true nature to connect to that energy. We're born perfect. And I love what you shared about how important the source of these spaces are, because if you're in your body saying my body is safe and it's beautiful, you're giving other people permission to remember that information as well too. Like your body is safe, your sensuality, your sexuality is safe. And it's such a tender feeling space to be in, because collectively there's a lot of shame and a lot of resistance to owning our desires and feeling fully free and spacious in the totality of what we are. And spaces exist. And I'm curious what other types of experiences you've hosted or been a part of that felt really powerful to you in the play party arena. And I feel curious about that.
Can you repeat the question?
What other types of
types
party
types of them? I was thinking about before, and I thought, oh wow, it's nice to define this format, like play party. What is it? Mm-hmm. You know, what exactly is a play party? Is it when we are dancing together? Okay, it's a party. A play party. Yeah, I think that first format we had this was this oil fight. Then the second one was a light room, and this is the kind of orgy play party, and this is also so beautiful because, you know, this taboo topic, like, oh my god, orgy, oh my god, what happened there, and do I have to, yeah, like penetrate, and do I have to act, do I have to do anything, and oh, I can just be there. And I think the most beautiful experience I had after the first one we host in our home, I realized that it's play party because we play there. We don't just have sex, or we touch each other, or we cuddle, or we kiss. We play with each other. So we have this connection games first, and then there is a time when the space is just open, and you have this open space, you can do what you want. But then what happened, it's really amazing, because some of people, they just talk, some of them cuddle, some of them, the one girl, she's making like hula hoop, and some people are dancing because there is a music, and some of them, they are just, I don't know, there. So that's what I really like, that there is, it's not mandatory to have sex. And that's what I really like, because it's so playful that you are free to do anything and nothing. And this is kind of, you know, orgy. It's not this dark room. It's with a lot of light and beautiful light and colorful, and so it's like a playground for adults. But I like this free space to be or do what you want. And I think this is also why people are afraid, or they are really like very insecure first, and they ask how it is. But at least finally, when you are there, it is a kind of playground. You have just space, and you can do what you want. And this is the second format we have at home, this light room, and naked tea party also. And I think it's all we had. I was thinking about, and I thought, yeah, it's just those three formats we have. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And I love the way that you're explaining this, where it's not obligatory to engage. Like, there's that idea of voyeurism and being an exhibitionist, or a voyeur, being like watched or watching others. And you could just go being a voyeur and just be there and like observe what's going on around you without needing to partake in it. And I feel like that also adds a level of safety for someone who might be a little bit unsure. And I'm also curious, like, what you specifically do in order to really create a safe container, or what you've seen other people do. Because I think that's one of the biggest things that can come up in these spaces is, how will I be safe?
For example, in this format of Lightroom, we have this rule of pal. So you cannot come alone. You always need a pal. So it's someone who you invite before. So you come. You have a partner, kind of, and it doesn't have to be your partner, it can be your friend, or so it's not a couple thing, but it's a really nice rule. I really like it, because then you have someone who cares about you. So this is the first thing. We always care that you have someone who is there for you, kind of. And the second thing is, I think it's the foreplay, I would say, this connection games. They let you feel the other people, and you can just find your balance and safety, because you have so many nice exchange moments that verbally or non-verbal, you just get together with the people. And yeah, and I think this feeling of safe is coming. Yeah, I think it's those. And yeah, it's the very important thing is the facilitator and people they are organized, they are there, and we have angels, like people they are watching the dynamics, so they are there to be who's wrong, because sometimes yeah, people has to learn, they have to learn to say no, or to be just like you know, like yeah, sometimes if people they are new and the first time there, they are not, sometimes they are like, I don't know, insecure. So it's important to build a space and create a space that you exactly know yeah, it's feeling of I always have the possibility to
recap, like maybe the last minute or so of what you were sharing, because you were breaking up.
So what I was hearing was that you were talking about like having angels and people that were watching the dynamics of the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of cut out after that, so I couldn't really, I don't think the viewers were able to catch.
Yeah, it's hard to hear you too, Elf. I think we're all.
I couldn't hear you, you know. Can you repeat?
Yeah, we're all losing each other, I guess, a little bit. All that I heard was that another key component of safety is having angels and space holders, mm-hmm. who are watching, mm-hmm. and holding the integrity of the dynamics and making, mm-hmm. sure that no one needs help or that anyone's boundaries are being crossed. And then, yeah. I don't know what the last 30 seconds after that, what you said, but maybe you want to paraphrase one more time.
Yeah, okay, now I know, I have the point. Yeah, and yeah, I think the space holder, they have a really important mission, just to be aware and be very sensitive and be there. And this is one of those things, I think it's very important that
but yeah, help holding a safe space feels so incredibly important. And something that they offered at Hedone that I felt was really supportive, a series of consensual workshops and what consent looks like, sounds like, providing examples, because it's not something that we're taught, right? How
The workshop of consent.
Yes.
Is there any way that you guys can strengthen your connection? Because you're both very blurry and hard to hear. Is there any way we can maybe adjust where we are in the house that might be a little better?
Oh, now I hear you really well.
Yeah.
What about me? It's better?
You're both very blurry on my end.
Yeah, you're blurry on my end too.
Let me check my connection.
Connection seems good.
We're doing the best we can.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, these something that came through at Hedone as well was an acronym called RBDSM, and that concept for me was incredibly empowering and a really big breakthrough in my life. So, what it is. And it can be brought to any play party space and to any individual connection, not just a sensual physical experience, but also like in a business dynamic, is having this discussion, type of discussion with someone you feel curious around, and creating a really safe space before anything happens. And the acronym RBDSM, you go over these components with a person that you're feeling a connection to. It doesn't mean that something is going to happen, but it lays everything out on the table. And stands for relationships. So you discuss your relationship status with this individual. Are you in a relationship? Do you have multiple lovers? What does that space look like? B stands for boundaries. What sort of boundaries do you have if we engage in a type of experience? Like, are you not open to penetration? Are you not kissing? Do you not want to be spanked? Like, whatever through your channel. D, desires. So what do you desire from the experience? What would be the ultimate experience that you two, you three or four or five, could share? S, your sexual health. Like, have you been tested? Condoms, all of those, that conversation. And then M, my favorite, meaning. And aftercare, and meaning what you're going to make the experience mean. Like, if you two connect, what does that mean? Pursuing a romantic connection, that it's just something physical and sexual. And then aftercare, what does aftercare look like to you if an experience happens? Do you be held? Do you get a phone call the next day or a text? And this is so individualistic, but it really allows our individual desires the space to be vocalized, and then also to hear those desires and to hold space for them. So I'm wondering if you incorporate like a comment like that into your play parties, and what you're feeling having those types of conversations are, and do you find them supportive?
The thing is that people, they are coming to our play parties, most of them, they have experience before, and this consent seminar which Hedoni is doing, it's like they doing like every year. So the most of the people, they went through this, so they are kind of, they have this knowledge. So we don't do this like them, like, you know, just teach them again what about this consent is, but we participate some of those elements in the pre-play part. It's this part with games, you know, so and this is what I always call the connection games, because those elements about to talk about your boundaries, to just be clear what you expect, this is the part of the pre-games we always have. And this is very important part. And that this is also the part, where we, just exactly. Sometimes if you start to talk, you realize where you are, how is your mood, what do you really want from this evening? And it's happened very organically, I would say, in our games. It's not really like teaching or just talk about it, but it's all those elements, they are involved in this in those games. So yeah, it's also there. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
And that's always just a great tool to have in your own tool belt, because we can't always outsource our safety from someone else. The facilitators can do their best in any situation, but mm-hmm. it's nice to remember that we have the power to keep ourselves safe and empower our safety through initiating those conversations, whether it's in a play party, in a bar, when we meet someone, in our own home, at an ecstatic dance, wherever we are, we have that opportunity to use that for ourselves to feel more safe. And I'm really curious, with your experience this year at Hidone, like in being a participant in the play parties there, what was a highlight for you? And also maybe what was an uncomfortable moment of growth for you?
Highlight? I really loved the moment a Saturday night, because there is this constant workshop, and then there is the possibility to participate in a kind of temple night. And every year it's very different, but this year it was really, really amazing, because we had this tantric temple night, and the facilitators, they start this evening with a very long part of blindfolding part. So we had our sense of, we could hear things and we could just feel the energy or this beautiful part of music they played. And they were leading us through very slowly, step by step, this entering in this sensual touching things that we start with ourselves, to touch ourselves, our body, just give us a lot of love. And it was really beautiful, because then I knew my partner was there beside me, but we were kind of, I realized, okay, they have a plan. So they put us together, like two couples together, and we stayed a very long time blindfolded, and I really like it, because then you can focus on yourself very much if your eyes are closed, and you're not distracted with other people. You're just with yourself, and I really like it. It was my highlight. And the music they played, it was also, it was fitting for the moment. And then we could take our blindfolders, and we were sitting in the front of the random person, and we start with eye gazing. And eye gazing is my highlight in any seminars and workshops, because you can dive so deep in another person, you don't know. And after this few minutes eye gazing, you know each other somehow, you know what I mean? It's like this connection is so deep and so beautiful. So it was my highlight. And my highlight was the castle also. It's always the highlight. This room of Cielo, decoration, everything was like it was like a gift for all my sins, for my eyes, for my I think it was my highlight, this moment, the beginning of the play night, of the temple night. And you ask me about also uncomfortable moments. I don't really remember, not even one, because I feel very comfortable and I'm very open, so I don't have bad experience in irony. You both?
And maybe Heather and I could share. Heather, do you want to share about maybe an uncomfortable, expansive moment for you?
Comfortable, expansive moment. I feel like most of it was internal for me. I think the discomfort came from maybe not doing a desire or a curiosity or not honoring myself or my body, not coming back to my own body. I'm trying to think of this experience where, yeah, in relation to the seminar itself, but more internal. And yeah, I think, yeah, what's coming up, just, yeah, I have never felt, I've realized through Hedone this year specifically, that I never have felt fully safe to express my desires and my sexuality. I've never felt fully embodied in it. And to be honest, yeah, through, I had a really powerful RB DSM talk with this man who I was feeling this connection with. And it was very transformative. I'm like, I'm speaking to what I want, what I don't, what I desire, how I desire to be treated after it's between the two of us. And we were crying in the midst of the experience, just really sharing hurts. And we did end up connecting, but interestingly enough, it almost felt deeper and more profound having this conversation. It felt more penetrative than sex, to dive into the depths of the soul, their fears or resistances or sticky spaces still working through, and to share them and just get them all out. And it just was so incredibly liberating. Like, I have pinball mind comes to our sexuality and our desires, and things just kind of like circle around, and like, you know, we're not taught or tools to be able to express these things freely. And head on felt that way, and in particular having the RBDSM talk felt so for me. So like, that was initially a stickiness, kind of being like, how am I going to feel safe? Like, that was safety is the utmost importance. And going into an experience like this, you just feel so exposed and vulnerable. At least I did. And I was like, how am I going to feel safe? How am I going to feel safe? And after learning about this acronym, I was like, oh, I'm fully safe. I can go into any experience, have this conversation, and I feel very fully equipped and sovereign to choose my own experience and to say, this works, that doesn't work, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. What do you want? Like, let's see if we can find alignment in the middle, share together. So that's what came through for me. What came through for you, Elfie? Elfie.
So much came through. So much. This is my first like any sort of play party, like outside of going to a friend's house and like having like informal play party experiences. It was my first like organized experience, and it was a little bit overstimulating, just like all that was available and all that was happening. And I was finding myself kind of fluctuating between wanting to be really external and extroverted and like in all the action, and then having moments of like running out into the wilderness and crying and on the grass, and then going into the sauna and sweating everything out, and noticing like a lot of just like really old, like extracting like old judgment, belief systems, shame, that I had been carrying since my childhood, growing up in a very Christian and dogmatic belief system around sex and our sexuality, that I was just like extracting further layers of when I was like walking around and I found myself like judging others or being scared of something. And I was like, what is this really about? And kind of just going back to like, oh, this is a reflection of an area of my liberation that I haven't fully let myself have, like, because I still have these subconscious beliefs that this is something that's dirty or that's sinful in some way. So I had lots of those moments and really consciously chose to lean into them instead of running away from them. And something that I also really found helpful was listening to my body's wisdom. Like, we can have these conversations, these our BDSMA conversations, and that's great. And our body knows, like our body knows when something's a fuck yes, and our body knows when something's a fuck no. And I had a situation like one night versus the other night, where the first night my body, and something, a theme that was coming through was boundaries. And I was getting tested, like, and my body was like, no, 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 no. And I found my like lips were kind of like freezing up. Like I had a hard time communicating what my body was telling me. And then it was just like, it's just like the opportunity, the lesson just kept like happening until I like used my mouth to like assert myself. And so that was a really liberating moment of just being like, I don't want this. This doesn't feel good. No, thank you. And then finding on the flip side of that, the next day when I had a similar experience come to me, but then because I had said no to this other experience, I knew what a yes felt like in my body. And then in that moment, I could just be like, yes, 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 yes. And I didn't even have to have an RBDSMA conversation to begin with. Like, we began because it was my body telling me yes. And then later on, we had that conversation. So it's kind of cool to see like how it can start in either way. But I think as long as you incorporate that conversation at some point, then there's no like right or wrong way. And we can trust our bodies just as much as we can trust our minds. Sometimes even more, we can trust our bodies. So thanks for listening. We have about 5 minutes left. So I just want to kind of like wrap up the call and maybe just have you share for anyone that's interested in coming to a play party and trying that out, like what advice would you give someone?
Advice, I would say, be curious and just talk to your body. It's really nice. You said so many times, my body, my body, my body, because I think if we hear on our body and we just connect with our body, it's really amazing what happened then, because we open up. And I would say, please try anything you can find. Just explore and be brave, because we are afraid to explore our sexuality, sensuality, and we grown up in so many crazy societies like this here, Christian. I'm from Poland, so I know what I'm talking about. And we're so close somehow. And I had this luck that I was very connected with my body from the beginning. And I had luck with my family, with my mom. She was so open. But I would, you know, sometimes when I, in my body, with my body, with others in the playground, in our play parties, I wish everyone would have this experience at least once in a life. And after this, you can quit. But I would like to encourage you, if you see somewhere that something has happened and you have some proposal, just be brave and go for it and try to, yeah. Explore and remind how it was as a child, because when I see kids playing with each other, they are in this how do you say, they are so pure. And so I would like to, I think the world would be beautiful and better if you let us go and we don't forget how it was to be a child, and if we go for it and we play with each other and with us, and we are playful and joyful and try to be playful, not so serious. Don't take us so serious.
Explore your curiosities. You're curious, you're safe to explore. And yeah, I know we're about to wrap up, but something that was circulating in Hedone too was that there is no rejection, there's only redirection, right? When someone tells you no, it's just actually a yes to a more profound and aligned experience with someone else. And to not take it so hard, right? Like, oh, that person rejected me. No, directed you to a much more expansive and profound experience in another space and time. And yeah, I just wanted to share that tidbit. And I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that you exist and spaces like this exist and curious open minds exist and hearts, and that we're playing and we're skipping and we're learning and we're remembering, and sometimes we're falling and we're learning from the falling, and it's just so delicious. Like, really, it is.
And for those of you who are just joining now, we're Sis Society. We're just wrapping up this really juicy conversation around play parties and Hedone. And you can watch the full video of this live under our highlights, under sex work, that category. And we'll be having another conversation next week at the same time. For those of you who have been listening that want to connect, sorry about that. My phone was telling me I had a limit for the day on Instagram. But yeah, for those people who are interested and they might be in the Berlin area and they want to come to a play party of yours, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
Yes, please. Thank you very much.
Is the best way for people to connect with you through Instagram if they have any questions or curiosities?
Yeah, they can ask me. Sure. I'm open to answer any questions.
Thanks for.
And do you have a party coming up soon at all?
It's a naked tea party in the first weekend of December.
Okay, amazing. Great. So that's coming up soon for any of you who are in the Berlin area and want to experience this magic. Thank you again for joining us. I absolutely adore your soul. I've learned so much. You have so much wisdom to share. And I'm really grateful for you having these spaces and inspiring others to activate their spaces for these experiences as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your open heart is medicine. Thank you for existing.
Thank you.
Yeah, again, check out this whole conversation under our highlight reel in Sis Society. And if you have a desire to join, we have a private curated community. Send myself, Elfina, or Sis Society a message, and we'd love to talk to you more about that. We love you all. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll be back again next week. Same time-ish, same place-ish. And yeah, keep playing, stay curious. And yeah, love you.
Good night.